If I did it, is done.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Rupert Murdoch has obviously made a lot of good business decisions in his life, but now he admits publishing a book by O.J. Simpson wasn't one of them. Murdoch's News Corp has decided to stop the presses a week before the book was supposed to come out, and Fox won't be airing a TV interview about it either. The book, If I Did It, were about how Simpson would have carried out the murders of his wife and her friend had he done it. More now from Ashley Milne-Tite.
News Corp was hit with a blizzard of criticism from the victims' families and members of the public, but also from Fox affiliate stations and advertisers. Porter Bibb of Media Tech Capital Partners says the comments of Bill O'Reilly and Geraldo Rivera may have tipped the balance.
It was his own top media stars who were not particularly known for any lack of sensationalism who urged him to back off of this ill-conceived project.
In all, News Corp will lose about $3 million by scrapping the book and TV interview. John Higgins is with Broadcasting and Cable Magazine. He calls the OJ project tasteless, but says the cancellation gives him pause.
It is a little on the scary side when, you know, a really big, massive TV network can be plowed under by just, you know, public screaming.
He worries that future outcries could result in the pulling of content that actually deserves to be made public. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Yesterday, we told you that private equity firm Blackstone Group would buy the country's biggest office building company. But then we got to thinking, isn't this a bad time to own property? Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
We've heard a lot about the rough ride the real estate market's been having. That's true for residential housing, but as far as commercial real estate's concerned, it's been smooth sailing. This year, new home sale prices have been down more than 10% compared to last year. At the same time, office rents have jumped an estimated 6% nationwide. For cutthroat markets like New York, that number is as high as 15%. And then there's the apartment rental business. Lou Taylor is a real estate analyst for Deutsche Bank.
We've had a rising rents and rising occupancy rates. You know, people that are nervous about, you know, the outlook for single-family homes have delayed purchases and stayed in apartments longer. Plus, there's been a real dearth of new apartment construction. So the apartment business is very, very good.
Analysts predict demand for office space will continue to grow as long as the economy expands. As for apartments, as long as interest rates don't drop, analysts expect rents will continue to rise. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
We got a list from the insurance industry of the safest cars today, and the top 13 spots are foreign cars. Main reason, a feature called electronic stability control. That basically applies the brake when the car senses the driver has lost control. Eventually, this feature will be a requirement, but many U.S. car makers are moving slow on it. The Dow dropped 26 points yesterday to 12,316. The NASDAQ gained 6 to 2,452. The S&P 500 fell less than a point to 1,400. This is Marketplace. 5,300 janitors who were on strike in Houston have agreed to go back to work. The janitors' first citywide contract since they formed a union a year ago. As John Dimsdale reports, this is a rare labor victory in the traditionally non-union South.
Those on the bottom rungs of the income scale will see their salaries more than double over 2 years. They'll also be able to work more hours, be paid for holidays, and earn health insurance benefits for the first time. Stephen Lerner, the director of the Janitors for Justice campaign, says it's more than just a coincidence this strike was settled right after the midterm elections.
People sense that there's been a shift in this country, and I think there's a feeling that something's wrong in the country when you can work and do a dirty, difficult job, and you literally only make $20 a day.
The wage and benefit deal for Houston's cleaning crews follows similar union contracts for janitors in Los Angeles and Miami. I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott J. Gow. The bookstore chain Borders turns in its latest profit report today. Ho-hum, about $840 million in sales. Actually, Borders has been struggling a bit of late, but I doubt many independent booksellers will have much empathy. Those big chains have put a lot of them out of business, and those that are left are trying some new ways to compete. Charla Baer tells us how one store in Northern California is doing it.
These days, Kepler's, an independent bookstore in Menlo Park, California, is full of customers. That's unusual for independents. But customers like Barbara Roston are keeping business booming. It's not that Kepler's can keep books in stock like big chains can. It's their personalized approach.
One of the people working in the children's department remembers that I come in there and remembers what books I'm looking for, which really makes me want to come back.
That made it easy for Roston to join Kepler's membership program. It's not a frequent buyer club with a nominal fee that customers expect. It's one where members give anywhere from $20 to $2,500 to keep the store alive. The perks, discounts, and members-only events are more of a thank you than an incentive.
So then I fill this out and then I turn it in over there?
Right. Johanna Van Eggman filled out the membership form to preserve an atmosphere she can't find elsewhere.
You're contributing to something great, something that's very sorely needed in order to foster community in a neighborhood and to keep from these wonderful places just disappearing, you know, becoming extinct.
Kepler's members have reason to think these stores will die out. The American Booksellers Association says independent stores that belong to their organization have plummeted from almost 5,000 to less than 2,000 in the last dozen years. Even Kepler's closed briefly last year until new investors like Daniel Mendez stepped in. Mendez says the membership program allowed the store to keep going. 2,000 members have contributed a total of more than $200,000.
With the membership, we get direct financial support from them, and hopefully we also get them to think about Kepler's when they're buying books.
Memberships can change consumer behavior. At least that's what Michael Hoyne says. He's a consultant and former marketing director of the American Booksellers Association.
You're using the membership idea to reinforce the already good customer relationships that you have and make a good customer, even a better customer and a mediocre customer, a good customer.
Hoyne says the membership concept is so new, it's hard to tell if it'll make a major difference. But with mounting pressures on independent stores, it's one way to get closer to a happy ending. In Menlo Park, California, I'm Charla Baer for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
It's been 5 years since September.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.